Now it's time for our final guests. Winner of Best Musical at the Evening Standard Theatre Awards 2017, Jim Steinman's Bat Out of Hell has returned to London with a vengeance and fire. Originally written as a musical, Bat Out of Hell went on to become one of the most iconic and successful albums of all time. 40 years later, this critically acclaimed smash hit, packed with jaw-dropping, boundary-pushing spectacle and Jim Steinman and Meatloaf's legendary hits. Here to tell us more, two of the stars of the show, Giovanni Spano and Daniel Steers. Good afternoon.
No.
Daniel, hey. Welcome back to the Curtain Up Show.
Thank you.
And Giovanni, first time here.
So I am welcome, a Curtain Up virgin.
You are a Curtain Up Show virgin, so we're going to deflower you right now, this very minute. Danielle, I mean, we were just saying before we started, when it was about a year ago when you were at the Colosseum that you came in. And it's such a... the whole show, I remember seeing it at the Colosseum. The music is amazing. The performances, all the performances of the cast were just spellbounding. Do you know what I mean? And we did talk, didn't we? I don't know if you remember when we said... Do you think it'll come into town? Can you remember?
Here we are.
You're later at the Dominion Theatre. And the journey, you know, to do something like the Colosseum where you got extended, was it twice, I think?
Twice, I think.
Twice extended. And then you went to Canada.
Yeah.
And did it in Canada.
I mean, it's tough, but someone's got to do it, right?
Right?
And then back to London. So it's been... Because I think, and Manchester started in Manchester as well,
Manchester,
didn't you?
Manchester, way back last year.
So it's about now 18 months have you been involved?
Yeah, we'll
in
be
it?
About 18 months, yeah.
Well, we initially started in October
2016.
We were basically doing promo for the show with Meatloaf himself. And we met each other. Yeah, October 2016, and we've never looked back since then, and it's just been an absolute blast.
Did you roller coaster?
Did you think when you started that, when you met Meatloaf, crazy? No. Did you kind of think at that point that you were going to be working on something that 18 months later you had been halfway around the world, you would have been playing in two of the largest venues in the country, probably in Europe, actually, to be fair, doing a show that people are going crazy for night after night?
I don't think we expected it to be so big. Like, we knew there was a lot of Jim Steinman and Meatloaf fans out there, but they just love it and they keep coming back and it's just huge. It's turned into this kind of, like, cult kind of show.
Yeah, the Bat family are outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, they're exemplary when it comes to fans. They're incredible. But I think when I first realised that I was a part of something that was... quite insane was February 8th, 2017, my birthday, when we did our first Six Probe. And I listened to what Steve Sidwell and, you know, it had come up with. The orchestrations were just absolutely outstanding. And from that moment onwards, if it connected with me the way that it did, and if it connected with the audience the way that it did with me, that we were going to go on to do something that was... very, very special,
really,
and
special.
Something groundbreaking within musical theatre.
Absolutely.
And rock and roll.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about it, I remember when I saw it at the Colosseum, it was that really interesting cross divide of what you would sort of go expecting the format of a musical theatre, or what, you know, the traditional musical theatre fan lovers, what they expect. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's something that completely takes your breath away with the whole style, and especially with the multimedia, and just, you know, it's got that sort of, there's that obviously the rock quality, but it's also got that camp rock quality.
Absolutely.
Do you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
There's no stone left unturned, really. Like it touches upon everything, which is what I love about the show so much. It celebrates everything. And we've just embraced it all, and the changes that have happened within the show over the last two years. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
constantly evolving. We've changed it every time, every place we've gone.
So if somebody saw it in Manchester or at the Colosseum or even in Canada, it's not the same show. If they come to the Dominion, they'll see something different.
Wow. From Manchester, even from Toronto, we've changed stuff.
Absolutely.
And they just like throwing things at us, which is really fun.
It is really fun. Like, and also, we've kind of developed this analogy when in the show as well now, that if you want to try something different, even without being prompted by it, just go and do it anyway. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. They'll give you a slap on the wrist and be like, don't do that
don't
next
do that
time.
Again.
But it's that
you go and get slapped.
Also, because you've both been involved with it for such a long time, that must give you a sense of freedom as performers to express a little bit more than
absolutely.
Rather than being in, you know, like, no offense to Mamma Mia, Nathan, but, you know, all shows like that where you have
none
to
taken.
No, but do you know what I mean?
He's done it as well.
Do you know what I mean? Where you have that strict thing where you've got to stand on this mark. I mean, obviously, you still have to hit your marks for lights, but it must... feel you want to play every night?
You can change it up, and it does keep it fresh. And you know, you have to go on stage and do it like it's the first time every night. And we do get to play around and have lots of fun, so that it is great in that aspect.
So as here we are, 18 months, 2 years on, and I remember we had the conversation. And why? What do you think now, having been involved with it for this length of time? Why do you think now it appeals to people?
Go on, T.
Why do I think it appeals to people? Yeah. Because, as I said, it touches every demographic. Every stereotype is celebrated within the show as well. There's no stone left unturned, as I said. The music is absolutely insane, and it hasn't been compromised at all. It's all in the original keys. Yeah. You know, it's tough every single night to do, but I tell you, the sense of fulfillment once you get to the end of the show, you're just like, do you know what? That was absolutely amazing. You get to bat out of hell right at the end of the show, and you're celebrating with your friends on stage. And the energy the audience give to us, we've given back to them. We just feed off of them. Yeah. And I think that is also something that entices people to come and see the show, because once people have actually been at the show, they then celebrate and they go to their friend mm-hmm. down the street, Joe Bloggs, whoever yeah. it may be, and it's just like, dude, you have to come and see this show. The way that you will leave the theater, you feel like a better person, you'll feel like a superhero. And that's how I feel every single night when I leave that stage. It's just such a blast.
Do you think as well, because you've said about the energy that you all, and that was something that I remember from that night, the energy that you all gave off that stage was incredible. But as performers, when you go and it's such a hype show that you have to keep giving the energy, and the music makes you do that anyway, when you leave the theatre, how do you unwind?
It takes a long
time. I was going to say, it must do.
I mean, I've got quite a long journey home, so I just put in my headphones and listen to some nice, relaxing music. Yeah.
No.
But it does take a long time to wind down because you're so pumped.
You must be.
And there's the fans, they always come to stage door, and like, it's really lovely. And
it's,
you just leave feeling
afterwards.
Really great. And selfie session afterwards.
And I guess, because these are big rock songs, and you guys have all been cast because you have the ability to do this. It, you know, a lot of, no disrespect to other shows and other performers, a lot of people couldn't sing the music the way it has to be sung, the way that you sing it. So how on earth do you manage to consistently do 8 shows a week? And you must have to look after yourselves and look after your voice in order to get through that, in order to deliver that energy that people are getting every single night.
Yeah, we do have to look after ourselves because it is such a big thing. So all the water, steaming, trying to go to bed early, and then sleeping all day, actually, most days. How do you need the sleep.
Now, how do you find that with especially now with the summer months, and the past couple of weeks we've had quite nice
weather. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So on a morning, the weather's been waking me up and I've got blight. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So how do you deal with that if you do have an early morning?
I kind of save it for holiday. Yeah. me personally, I save it for holiday. Like, sunning myself, it doesn't happen until I go away. So, so go home after a show, steam. I'm kind of turned into this nocturnal creature, so I kind of get to sleep about 3 a.m. every day, and then I'll wake up again at 11, and then you have to go and train because obviously it's physically demanding as well. And the fact that I wear no clothes, I kind of have to do some training of some sort. Steam every single day. Just look after it, basically. Yeah. Just look after your body and whatever. And now it is in the summer months, you know, well, I'll try and get out there.
You didn't have to come to the interview naked, by the way. I don't know if they...
I thought that was the requirement. That's what it said on my email.
We should also, because, you know, this, I guess it is quite like a working with a family, because a lot of you have been doing the show since the beginning, and you've got this amazing cast, obviously, Andrew and Christina there. Rob and Sharon as well have also been in the show since the beginning.
Yeah.
So it kind of, must say something about the show itself if you all want to stay, but it must be lovely to kind of have that family that you've been on this journey with together.
Yeah, and we've been through so much together, like, because we created this show together way back. We've been through a lot, so we are all really close, and we've got some new cast members, which are absolutely awesome. They're having a lovely time. And we all do get on really well, which is really nice. So we are one big family.
We're like siblings. We're like siblings. Honestly, the guys that have been there from the beginning, they're like brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful to be around. And it's kind of like when this new cast came in, you were like the big brother and the big sister, especially yourself and I, because we started this new project, the new cast
earlier than everybody else. And it was kind of like, are these people looking up to us for energy, etc.? And I tell you what, they were.
They gave
They're unrivaled. Yeah. They're unrivaled. Yeah. They really are beautiful and such a great group. Great group of people.
Love them.
And what was Toronto like then? How was the audience reaction? Was it the same or was it?
It was slightly different, actually, because they would laugh in different places that we weren't expecting. So the humour landed a little bit differently over there. But they seemed to really enjoy it and love it. And we had people fly out from London as well, from the UK, Toronto to see the show.
Were you like, we're coming back to London in a couple of months, guys. Save your money, do you know what I mean?
I did it one weekend.
You flew back, didn't you?
Really? Yeah. One weekend for like a day and then came back.
A few people flew back.
It's like living the rock star life. This is
absolutely
subtle segue, because when you're, you know, already doing 8 shows a week and doing all the stuff that's associated with being in a top West End show, doing interviews like this, but you kind of do your other things as well. So like, Giovanni, you're in a band as well.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, when you're not singing crazy full out on stage at the Dominion, you're kind of back in rehearsal and doing
I mean that happened the other night. Friday, we were playing the show, and finished at 10:15 or whatever, came down, got straight onto the train, went over to the Big Red in Holloway and played another show with Defiance, which was do you know what, and the cast came to support me as well, which was absolutely phenomenal, and I thank you guys so much for that. I love you so much. And the show was just the buzz that I had from being on stage in Bat Out of Hell and then going on stage with the band. It was just it's just incredible. I had a blast.
Were you,
it was
a bit tired the next day though? Were you a bit like
I had two shows the next day.
Just powering through.
and it was like a 4 a.m. No, it wasn't. Bat Out of Hell, it wasn't. I'm sorry. I'm a good boy.
And Daniel, you, like, No Rest for the Wicked with you as well. You're doing a show in August, right?
Yeah, I've got a one woman show in the 11th of August. It's up north, so in Barnsley, where I'm originally from. But I used to do one every year when I was at theatre school to raise money to send me to college and help out with that. But it's been a few years now since I've done one. So I'm going to go back and little old theatre.
That's lovely. And that'll sell out, because, you know, I hope you build Star of Bat Out of Hell West End International.
Yeah, I've got to do that. Yeah.
I've seen a poster. I think it's mentioned.
Yeah, can I just say about these guys as well? Like the Bat fans, especially, I mean, she's got other fans from other shows that she's done, but the Bat fans, they will travel
everywhere. They've booked hotels to come see me, so thank you.
If they can go to Toronto, they can go to Barnsley.
Yeah, right? Right?
Unless it's like a Sunday, because there might be travel.
It's a Saturday
there might be rail
night.
Replacement buses.
Yeah, check before you travel.
Guys, so thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Are you going to West End Bake Off tomorrow?
I've been cooking up a storm today. Right? I made 3 cakes this morning.
Oh, three little fairy cakes or 3 big cakes?
No, 3 big cakes. 3 big cakes.
Are they in shapes of bat?
No, they're not, but they're replicating Raven's birthday cake. So
Hopefully.
Nice.
And Giovanni, what are you like in the kitchen?
Me in the kitchen? Oh God, it's my life. I love it. I eat about 8 times a day.
It's
the best. And obviously, being from Italian heritage, like
good
pasta, you know, yeah. I like a cooking. I like the olive oil, you know?
Yes.
That's me.
Good luck and have a great, you're probably be Bat Out of Hell will be at the Dominion for
hopefully
a
many
years, I can imagine.
Only if you come.
Hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come every week. To book your tickets at the Dominion Theatre.
I've just invited you.
Yes. All dates and details, check out our Facebook page at
facebook.com/curtainupshow.
And you can get tickets via Todaytix, the theatre ticket app. Now, thank you to all our guests this week, Sophie, Peter, Giovanni and Danielle. Now, next week, I'm sorry they won't be here because it's my press night for Into the Woods, so I'll be concentrating and sweating in the dressing room. So, Nathan, you'll be here.
I will indeed. Next week, I'll be joined by Gregory Girls star John Gordon Sinclair. He's currently starring in The Gronholm Method at the Meunier Chocolate Factory.
We'll finish today's show with the iconic I'll Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That from the Bat Out of Hell original cast recording.